Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. May Allah Ta'ala give us qadr just to be sitting in the company of such people. Just to see them and their eyes fall on us is a very, very great thing. May Allah Ta'ala give us qadr and the advices which Hazrat Haji Sahib gives. Usually he repeats all the same, but they are very, very pertinent and very important. If we can make amal upon them, inshallah we will benefit tremendously. We are in this month of Muharram, and Allah reward our ulama. Everywhere they have explained, explaining the value of this month, the new year, and everything that is associated with it. Few particular things that with this month of Muharram, that in the new year also, that the new Hijri year has started. And our Hijri year, which Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, jazahumullah khair, he established to show that this ummah is a different ummah from all the other ummah. So may Allah bring this distinction in our lives. And in with regard to Ashura, the 10th, that so much so, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in our ibadat also, made a point that we must be different from the other people. So we keep the 9th and 10th, 10th and 11th. So one major lesson that we learn from here, that is tashabbu, to imitate the non-Muslims. Every rakat in our namaz, whether we read, the imam reads, we are reading all the time, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, the straight path. Which is that straight path? Minan nabiyyin, wa-siddiqin, wa-shuhada, wa-salihin. That is the straight path. And then further we define it, غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الظَّالِينَ. Not the Jews, not the Christians. And then ulama, Allah reward them tremendously. They say, you ask for the straight path there. So immediately Allah said, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. You wanted the straight path? This is the kitab, the straight path. And the first half of Surah Baqarah is all about the Jews. All the difference. So you wanted, so the details of the Jews have been explained here. And then after that is Surah Ali Imran, about the Christians. You ask there that I don't want to follow the ways of the Christians. Whole Surah Baqarah, whole Surah Imran, what you don't want to follow. But then see what we are doing in our namaz, what is our condition, how we are dressing. So this tashabbu, to imitate the non-Muslims in every aspect, our clothing, our food, our eating style today. Today all our type of food is now gone fast. Now it is all Western, now it is eating out, it is restaurants, it is all the other things. But there we told, we don't want the ways of the Jews and the Christians or anyone else. So it's very important that we check ourselves on these major sins. And this Allah Ta'ala explained it also, وَلَا تَرْكَنُوا إِلَى الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. Don't even make a slight inclination, not even from your heart, have the desire of the non-believers. How their lives are, how their women dress, I want my wife to dress like that. How they dress their children, I want my children to dress like that. Our toys also. All these things, everything today, as Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, we will follow them like a lizard goes into its hole. We are following them in everything. So these are very major gunas, and the conditions which are coming on the ummah, it is all this. We are living their lifestyle, our dressing is like that, our lifestyle is like that, our holidays are like that. And very strange also that many of us prove that to go touring is the Quran, أَوَلَمْ يَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. But that is, Allah says that these non-believers, don't they see that how Allah's azab came on the people who disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. For that it came, not for us to go and travel and go touring, etc. So all this is, these are major gunas. And in this tashabbuh, this imitation of the non-believers, we have to see in all our details. And if we can't come out, at least we can make tawbah. The tawbah we can make. And we have to make an effort to come out of their way of life. Everything of theirs. Today it is a day where the funny haircuts today, we also got that. And not only youngsters, grown-up people also. Everything what they do, we just imitate them, whatever they do. So we have got a distinct way of life. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. And that is, as Haji Sahib also explained, جزاهم الله خير, it's not only our dressing, etc., but in everything that we must follow, don't have any hatred for any Muslim also. And as Haji Sahib explained, ulama have explained, this is a very dangerous thing. If you tell somebody, a Muslim, you are my enemy, then it is a very, very dangerous statement. Either you lose your iman, or that person has lost his iman when you say those words. That an enemy, if he's a Muslim, how can he be? He's part of your body. We are all one body. And you say, he's my enemy. And today, what words husband says to his wife? What words wife says to her husband? Parents say to their children. Children say to their parents, right in the family. So we have to really, this majali is once a month or whatever, and then with our ulama that we go and we sit with them, we have to be much more closer for our deen. And many of us, today object has become our dunya's life. And this beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should think of it. Allah created Jannat and told the malaika to go and see Jannat. And then asked them, they said that whoever hears of Jannat will definitely enter Jannat. So beautiful it is, so desirous, everyone will just want to enter it. Then Allah covered it with Allah's ahkamat, getting up for Fajr, guiding, controlling our eyes, our tongue, all this Shariat. Then he said, now go and see. He says, I think nobody will enter. So we must think that all what we want to do, our desire, I don't want to get up for Fajr, I'm lazy for Fajr, or anything else which is according against Shariat, it is actually the thing which is covering, it is those things which are against our nafs. In that hadith, then Allah Ta'ala sent to go and see Jahannam. And when they saw, they say, nobody will enter Jahannam. Such a terrible place. And Jannat is the mazhar, the expression of Allah's great, great mercy. And Allah wanted to show His quality of His great anger, and that is Jahannam. Just as Maulana explained about the Titanic, that is in this dunya. It was terrible, terrible, we can't imagine. But akhirat will be worse, the punishment there in the qabr, in this world, if Allah punishes a person. Then Allah covered Jahannam with all the desires of the nafs, all that we like and enjoy. Then they said, the malaika said, I think everyone will enter Jahannam. Because we are all, in fact, shaitan says, that person who follows his nafs, I don't have to do anything for that person. That person, he destroys himself. Shaitan even doesn't work on that person. And Allah make us ma'af, myself, that how much we are, just our desires of our nafs we follow. Just what our nafs wants to. So these are very, very dangerous situations which we are in. And then the condition of the ummah, it should really send up not only a wake-up call, but it should jolt us out of our ghaflat, our unmindfulness. But still, unfortunately, we just carry on. Little bit of violence started here, some protests and all this. Everyone became worried. It just goes a little bit down, finish. We are no du'as also, no nothing again. So, and mort is in front of us. And as Haji Sahib explained, that mort, when it will come, like 300 swords you are attacked with. Worse than that is mort. So how terrible mort will be, we don't know. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, a person who has passed away, then at least think he has gone past the stage of this, of mort coming upon him. Mort is no easy thing also. And that whole life, and our life is not in our control. Many of us, we feel we can do what we want to. We'll just do what we want to. It is not a matter of that. If it is what we can do, just think that coming in this world was not of our choice. We didn't apply nothing. Allah brought us. Leaving the world is not in our choice. Many people wish that I don't wake up tomorrow morning. Many people wish that I can just switch off. But it is not, no matter how old you are, what difficulties you are going through, you hate that you are putting other people into difficulty, they have to serve you, you are messing the bed all the time. How many, Allah protect us all. But you can't switch off. Tell Allah Ta'ala. So when mort is not in our hand, then what is in our hand? In fact, really, if we really understand, even just to blink my eye is not in my control. If Allah takes that away, that is also. To lift up a hand, we can't do anything. It is all from Allah. So we submit to Allah Ta'ala totally. One very important dua for these times and at all times Allah bless us with. It has come a person who reads, Allahumma ighfir li walil mu'mineena wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat. 25 times, 27 times. Or we read it in the plural, Allahumma ighfir lana walil mu'mineena wal mu'minat. Or Allahumma ighfir lil mu'mineena wal mu'minat wal muslimina wal muslimat. Three great, great, great rewards of this. We read it 25 or 27 times. One is Allah will make you mustajabu da'wat. All your du'as will be accepted. If we read this in a day, 25 or 27 times. The other is that as many Muslims there were in the world are going to be, billions and billions and billions, so much reward you will get by reading that. And the third is that a person who will read this dua, by the barakat of it, Allah gives rosy to everyone. The whole world that is getting rosy, the little ants, the big elephants, everyone, by the barakat of this dua. So Allah give us tawfiq to read it regularly, inshallah. So, and especially with the present situation of the ummah at large, we know what is happening in Kashmir, or we don't know. The way they have put a complete blackout on it, but the worst is happening there. Things which we cannot imagine, as people who do know the inside, they say what happened in Palestine in those days, and still what is happening, they are doing the same here. The whole of India, the condition of, and it is not before, the time is not long ago, when Muslims were not frightened for the Hindus at all. They were not frightened for them at all. They say, what have they got? They are weak. They can't do anything. They got no guts in them, no courage in them. But today we are frightened. Isn't they haven't become stronger. We have gone weaker. We were strong. We did not fear them. Today our iman is not there. Our trust in Allah is not there. Our lifestyle is their lifestyle. All these places. Wherever the non-Muslims are overpowering the Muslims, we have become like them. And we should think, we also, today, especially with our education of our children, we want to emulate them. And we want to become like them. Doctors like them, lawyers like them, dunya's life like them. This is when they overpower us. And then we get completely destroyed. When we want to follow, we want to make the people on batil, we want to make them our imams, then Allah uses them, the very same people then crush us, our children, everyone. So that. And then the other, which was also mentioned, that Allah declares war on two types of people. One is those who are involved in interest. And today, generally, we are also, if we are not taking interest, we are paying interest. If we are not paying interest, we are witness to interest. And every aspect of interest today we are involved in. Right? So there again, like ulama say, a person working in a bank which is not right. But he should not leave that job immediately. Our iman is so weak. He should look for an alternative. In the meantime, resort to tawbah and istighfar. Allah has given us such a ibadat of tawbah and istighfar, even just the words. We come out of the gunas, realize it's wrong. But if we still cannot keep on with tawbah and istighfar, don't miss out. Even just the words of tawbah and istighfar have got great, great value. So, and but that also we are not doing. How much of us really ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness? Just by the way, little bit we are. And by the barakat of that, our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, a person is, for example, involved in 500 gunas a day. just by making Astaghfirullah alladhi la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Allah will reduce his guna. Allah will reduce them further. Soon a time will come when you will come and the reality of Tawbah will come. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali Arif Billah should explain, when you plant a seed, your tree hasn't grown already. You are not getting the fruit. But you have planted the seed, tree will grow inshallah. The fruit will come. So at least plant the seed of Tawbah and Istighfar. At least admit we are faulty. We are just that we justify that I'm right. And that we just don't want to accept. We are living in this condition. I can't do anything about it. No, make this Tawbah and Istighfar. Realize I'm wrong. Make Tawbah Istighfar. Reality of Tawbah will come, inshallah. But let us realize that I'm wrong and I must make Tawbah and Istighfar. And as like Mufti Ahmed Khan Puri, the Ahmed Barakatum is prescribed for 300 times, Nastaghfirullah. How little it is. Just about 3 minutes. And just Nastaghfirullah, with condition of the ummah, we have gone so weak, that actually we should be doing much, much, much more. But just this, ask ourselves, we who are sitting here, who of us are reading now? We have heard the clip and we have spread it and we send it around and everything. But myself, am I reading my 300 Nastaghfirullah? We find that we are deficient in that. So this little bit also, let us at least do this just 300 times Nastaghfirullah. But that much. Become pabant on our namazes, etc. Allah give us tawfiq and be kind to us, merciful to us, and the whole ummah. There are so many people without clothes, without food, without any shelter. One brother of ours, they just made qurbani. Not nice to talk at that time, but just finish. So there in India, one place they had done a well. So a lady came, old lady, thank them that you now, what are we getting here, close to our place. But if you can plant 2 trees for us here. See, 2 trees, they say, me, my daughter, we have to bath in the open. So at least the trees can give us some covering. What will a tree give covering? But that at least some covering. So they prepare, they arrange to build a little sort of a makeshift, a bathroom sort of just covering. People are living in that condition. And look at our bathroom. Our one bathroom can build 100,000 little sheds for such people. But yet we are still worried of that all small other finer things also. Allah guide us all. Allah be kind to us. Allah forgive us. Open our blind eyes. And Allah let us make Tawbah in Istighfar. Subhanallah.